get ready to sit back, relax, and open your mind. Welcome to Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer.
And welcome to Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. This is one of my favorite things about Dudes and Beer. This is volume 17, and, you know, I figured it right for Memorial Day that we actually talk about something pretty hardcore, and that's our veterans. You know, that is people that have made a conscious decision in life to fight for something that they believe in and fight for something that is very noble. And they have decided to sacrifice something of themselves in order to serve the greater good. And I think all too often that is that our gratitude is not shown. And gratitude is really the glue to me that holds society together. And we'll get into that and so much more in this Memorial Day edition of, or Memorial Day weekend edition of Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer right after this.
Have you ever thought about brewing your own beer? Is the urge to brew there, but you just don't know how to get started? Well, Dudes and Beer is here to help. Stop on by the new Dudes and Beer Amazon store and check out all the great brewing supplies and gear today. We have it all, from instructional books and do-it-yourself kits for beginners to 16-gallon cooking vessels, carboys, bottling supplies, and cleaners for all you homebrew pros out there. Everything you need to brew your favorite beverages, even distilling equipment. So stop on by the official Dudes and Beer store today and get your hand on the greatest new brewing essentials. Simply visit dudesandbeer.com and click the Dudes and Beer store tab. Once again, that website is dudesandbeer.com, and click the Dudes and Beer store tab today. Happy brewing, everybody. And until next time, drink responsibly.
And we are back. And, you know, I guess what brings this up for me is, the last Thinking Deeply was 14.5 and 15. Right up around there. 14.5 was me live from the labor room, getting ready to go into my wife's C-section to have the birth of my child, Albus. And 15 was kind of us before, like literally a day or so before we went to surgery to have him. And just like what we were expecting, you know, what we think we're getting into. With all of this, with the child and all that kind of stuff. And it really does, like I said, thinking Dads and Beer will be coming soon. We just started. We'll have the first episode airing here soon of The Lighter Side with Dudes and Beer. But, you know, it just, once it happens, and you hear it all the time, like, oh, it changes your life. You know, it really does. Especially if you're a philosophic guy like me, you start thinking about generation. You start thinking about where we are, where we came from, what parts of that you want to pass on to your child, you know, and it's really one of those, like, there are quite a few qualities of many people in my family that I want to pass on, but the main one, aside from the name, is qualities of my grandfather, who was a veteran. He did serve. He served in Panama, and, you know, he didn't die in service of our country, but yet still a veteran. And I think so many times we think about Veterans Day, we forget about Memorial Day. Memorial Day just becomes an extra Monday that we get. You know, it's an extra Monday that you get off work. But to actually be able to think about the fact that people have laid down their lives for me to have the right to do this podcast, just in a First Amendment way, you know, for this kind of freedom to exist. That's pretty phenomenal, and that's pretty hardcore. And it, if it doesn't get you thinking, even at 10:30 in the morning when this is airing right now, then I think you got a little issue, and you need to think about something. And that's what it's about. That's what this show is about, is thinking deeply about stuff. And the concept of gratitude, like I said before we broke out to commercial, is to me the glue that holds society together. And it's such a simple thing. It's realizing and being open to realize, be actually like keeping your eye out for the realization that somebody has done something for you, that this just happened because of this other person, this blessing in your life, this, you know, this comfort that you get to live, in some way has to do with the contribution of this other person. And those are the people that you need to show gratitude to. And, you know, we start off with our military servicemen, at least I do, because they choose to lay down their life to protect the society that we have and that we have built and the freedoms that we have built in this country. And that is one of the most beautiful sacrifices of self that you can get, in my mind, is to prepare to do that. And I have many friends that have served. I've only had one friend that's been lost in the military. But, you know, there are thousands, hundreds and hundreds of thousands that have made the sacrifice. And that's what Memorial Day is about. You know, we always talk about Veterans Day and 4th of July and patriotism and stuff like that. You know, even Labor Day gets a little bit of hurrah every now and then, but Memorial Day, I think, not too many people really realize like where Memorial Day really gets its oomph and its power. And that's what got me thinking about gratitude this morning as I was sitting there feeding Dalbus. Because it was like, you know, I am so entirely grateful for this opportunity and for the fact that I have a safe home. And the people who have made that possible. And, you know, I'm somebody who in my industry, whenever somebody gives me a gig, like I give them a follow-up email, I give them a follow-up text, you know, like, hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it. You know, that was great. Truly appreciated working with you. You know, to me, it's the gratitude. And it's something that I was brought up with, and it's not just the idea of like a thank you note. All right. You know, there's a lot of people who are really, really big on thank you notes. You know, like my wife has made it a point for every gift that we've gotten for the baby to keep the address and send a thank you note and stuff like that. And that's it. Like I said, that's the glue that holds society together. Those are the little trimmings, the little things that like, make the person that did the kindness feel good for doing the kindness. You know, so easily in our society do we go to the worst case scenario. You know, do we have the idea of number one, like we got engaged, we expect a present. There's that end, and then there's also the fact of, oh, I gave him a present and I didn't get a thank you note. So you see how this reciprocal gratitude between the two is literally the glue that holds these relationships in our society together. And we have to learn to express that. We have to learn to realize that from the guy that changes our oil to the person checking us out at the grocery store, to the cop directing traffic near a school, or the school crossing guard, the school teacher, the student, we all have the need to feel good. We all have the need to be recognized whenever we do something. And that's what makes us human, you see. And to realize that and to give to that is what reciprocally makes us human. It's what shows the fact that we have compassion and that we care, and that we're going to take a moment to care. It's very easy to just walk away. Hey, you know, all right. You know, how often do you, number one, call somebody at the grocery store by their name? Believe it or not, folks, that's what the name tag's for. They even forget that they're wearing the name tag. Come to think of it, but whenever you address somebody by their name, whenever you go out to eat and the waitress comes up and goes, "Hi, my name's Julie. I'll be waiting on you today." Remember her name. Remember her name. You'd be surprised how far it goes, and what it'll get you to remember the person's name for the 30, 40 minutes that you're there. It's not that much of a hassle for you, man. But what it does is it shows the gratitude. It shows the fact that they are not just a nameless, faceless drone bringing you food off a menu out of a kitchen. It shows the fact that you appreciate what they are doing. And it's those little things, you know, like it doesn't have to be medals, posthumous medals. It doesn't have to be anything great and grandiose for you to express gratitude to somebody. My wife asked me not too long ago why whenever I leave a fast food place, I tell them, "Thank you very much. Make sure to work safe in there." And she's like, "Why do you always say that?" And I'm like, "Well, because I've worked in a kitchen and I've worked around deep fryers and stuff like that and very hot ovens. And whenever you're in a rush and the rush happens, it can be very easy for people to get hurt. So, you know, work safe. You're in there doing a service for me. I want you to know that I'm concerned about you. You know, work safe. Don't go so fast that you're going to get hurt. People will be okay if they get their fries 20 seconds later. It'll be all right." And unfortunately, our society has trained us to see people at the fast food window as someone who's less than, you know, and as someone who's not to be greeted, as someone who's, it's just our society of immediacy that we've created. The small things, the stopping to hold the door for somebody, you know, there's no ulterior motive behind it, folks. It's some of us were just raised to hold the door behind somebody, you know, if you're 4 feet behind me and I just open the door and go through, like, that's kind of cold-blooded, man. Like, I could have easily held that door open for you and doesn't really do much. But it certainly shows a courtesy, you know, it shows a mindset, and that, hey, you know, that can change a paradigm. And you gotta consider that. It's the small gratitudes. It's the small things that we do for each other as a society that keep us close together, that make us regularly realize our humanity. And for me, doing stuff like that, making sure to take time to do things like that. I try to do it every day. Granted, being the person that I am, doing the work that I do, doing audio editing and things like that, I am in pedal modification. I'm home a lot. So I don't necessarily have the time to do it. But whenever I'm on job site, like, I make sure to thank my hands all the time, you know? All the time. Every time we work, I make sure to thank them for how hard they're working, what they're doing for the client, everything. It's, you know, it goes a long, long way in our world to actually recognize people for what they are doing, for the service that they're providing, and simply for the time that they've set aside to be a part of society and do what they're doing, you know? I don't know. I guess I don't see a lot of it anymore. And it kind of makes me sad a little bit. I've been on the end of it here recently where we've had events, we've had things that just kind of was like, oh, wow, what was that? You know, even an event that I just worked, we're literally, you know, like, hey, when an AV company comes in, that event just brought in like a good $50,000 of business for your hotel. You know, you should maybe move a golf cart that's in the way of the moving dock, you know, so that we can get our stuff out. Instead, they choose to yell at us. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Where did that come from? Number one, we just asked if you could please move the cart, you know, like it's a loading dock. We need to unload gear and get out of here. And they literally screamed at people and yelled at people about it. And it was like, hey, oh, like we're literally the customer here. Like we just brought like a whole ton of money to your place. And that's how you're going to treat us. You know, it was a very easily solvable situation that just kind of devolved rapidly where it was like, wow. So yeah, that just happened. And it's very easy to get bristly in this world. And we're kind of trained to get bristly in this world. You know, we're kind of trained to buck up and say something, kind of trained to do that stuff. And sometimes I think it's a little bit misplaced. And I'm just as guilty of it. Don't get me wrong. I do it all the time, and I'm trying to correct myself and my behaviors to where I don't react so vividly, and just kind of, okay, well, this is happening. How are we going to deal with it? And just be calm and cool about it. So it's a little bit different, but trying to express gratitude on a daily basis, you know, I tell my wife all the time, thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for loving me the way that you love me, and letting me be the crazy, insane person that I am who just starts massive projects. You know, who like when working a 50-hour-a-week broadcast job, like starts a side business modifying guitar pedals, and you know, who while being on the road, almost a week a month, hopefully a week a month again this year, it has two podcasts going, you know, and starts adjuncts of his podcast and goes out and does live remotes and. You know, it's just, it's fully supported. And like, I find the need to thank her for that all the time because she is the one who enables me to live this charmed life. And it really is a charmed life. And I thank the universe for it daily, that I get to wake up and do what I love to do. It's a lot of work, folks. Don't get me wrong. Gigs don't just land in my lap. It takes phone calls. It takes, you know, getting out there and working it and getting on the stick and making it happen. But, you know, yeah, it's a blessing at the same time as being a curse, because I do get to do what I do. And I try to be a gracious person about it whenever somebody hires me, because they're enabling me the same way that my wife is. You know, they're helping take care of me. They're helping make sure that I get to live the life that I want to live as well. And it's just, to me, the most gracious thing in the world that gets to happen. It's the hugest blessing. And I thank everybody involved with it, especially my wife, all the time. And I think it is really a keystone of our relationship that we do that with each other. that we do thank each other on a daily basis for regular things, for little things, but also for the patience that we have with each other and the projects that we have. Because we have ambitious projects and we take on big things, and not every relationship is built that way, and not every relationship can, I guess truly suffer that passion. And that's the best way I can put it, is suffering the passion, because, you know, there are times where we bump heads. You know, there are times where I help her on something for a project, or I'm asking her to help me. And, you know, there's just like this, hey, you know, and it's totally an artistic, like, I do this my way. Well, I stroke the canvas this way. But wait a minute, you know, and we're both coming out with an equally beautiful picture. And the gratitude that it takes to keep that going, and to keep encouraging each other, is a lot, but it's a lot to do with the love that we have for each other. And I think that is what gratitude ultimately is showing that agape sense of brotherly love, for our common man, you know, that true thank you. Especially to a veteran. If you know a veteran, if you see a veteran, if you know somebody whose family has lost a veteran, thank them today, all right? 'Cause that's the closest thing you can do to going to a memorial parade of, like, World War II vets or something like that. The closest thing you can do is find the family of a service member that you know that has been lost and thank them. Thank them for the sacrifice of their family member for the rights that you have and the beautiful country that we have, despite all the craziness and hubbub going on. It's one of the most beautiful places on the face of this earth. Otherwise, we would not have the people coming to our country in droves that we do. And on that note, speaking of things that I am grateful for, and that I'm going to go show some gratitude for, baby Dalbus is alarming in the other room, wanting a bottle. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. I am Chris Jordan, your host. And for God's sakes, people, show a little gratitude in the world. Say thanks to people that you work with. Let them know that you care about them. And till the next time, take care of yourself and each other. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to this installment of Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Tune in next time for more deep introspection, contemplative thought, and general musings on humanity and life, right here on Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Like what you heard? Feel free to tune into the other content by Dudes and Beer on dudesandbeer.com. Our content is also available on the Spreaker Market, as well as SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and your favorite podcast app. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the Revolution Digital Group family of podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. And until next time, drink responsibly.